Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and daddy fan, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Happy Father's Day, Little Miss, Young Miss, Old Miss. When the man walked in, every woman's head simultaneously turned to look at him like we were Stepford children of the corn. It's unusual to see a man in Claire's. Oh, you don't know what Claire's is? Then you don't have a prepubescent girl in your life. Well, technically, I don't either, but I used to be one and thus never lost my taste for girly girl accessories on the cheap. Even male employees are rare at Claire's, and the ones they do have don't usually dress in business suits. We women said nothing out loud, but I'm sure our Borg collective thought was, "What are you doing here, sir? Are you lost?" It turned out that he wasn't in Claire's to indulge a latent desire for multicolored scrunchies and matching eyeshadow. This 6-foot-tall man had his 5-year-old daughter in tow. Or rather, she had charge of Daddy. Little Miss, already a savvy shopper, skipped in, picked up a basket, and began selecting the items that she wanted. She was giving Daddy a running commentary on what she was picking and why she had to have it. I'm not sure Daddy understood it all, but he followed her around dutifully and seemed to hang on every incessantly babbled word. When Little Miss was finished, she took her basket and headed not for the register, but for the front door. Clearly she was done and ready to leave. Her father said, "Wait, wait, sweetheart, we have to pay for that." Everyone in the store knew that "we" meant he. Little Miss didn't need money. She had Daddy. And when you're 5, Daddy pays without protest. How I wish that moment had been recorded, so that when Little Miss turns 16 and swears that Daddy just doesn't love or understand her, he can just press play and let the evidence speak for itself. He went to Claire's for you, boo. Case dismissed. I was at the repair shop waiting for them to finish fixing my car. It was close to 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Almost everyone was gone for the day. It was just me, a mechanic, and the gas guy. An older gentleman rushed in and said, "Are y'all still doing inspections?" "Sorry," gas guy said, "Monday." Undeterred, the man explained, "My daughter says to me, 'Daddy, I think there's something wrong with the sticker on my car. I take a look, and it expired 2 months ago. Can you believe that?'" As a matter of fact, I can. If the man were a little taller and slimmer, he could have been my dad, who has, to my chagrin, done the same thing for me more than once. The gas guy, a father himself, nodded his head in perfect understanding, but there was nothing he could do since the shop was essentially closed. I imagine this daddy returning home and saying, "I'm sorry, baby, but you can't drive your car till Monday. Your inspection is expired and you might get a ticket." I picture the daughter casually saying, "Oh, that's okay. Sketchy thug-looking guy who you don't like will pick me up." And then suddenly young miss is wheeling around town that night in daddy's car. You can't expect her to stay home on a Saturday night, can you? Do you ever grow out of being a daddy's girl? You can try. The toilet seat was loose. It wasn't a big deal at first, but it got worse over time, and soon I risked being thrown to the floor at a vulnerable moment. And I knew that's how the paramedics would find me, head all cracked up against the bathtub, literally ass out. That's not how I want to be remembered. So I guess you could say it was vanity that led me to pry open the covers hiding the screws that fastened the toilet seat. I wanted to see what type of tool I needed to tighten them down. It looked like a Phillips head screwdriver, but I wanted to make sure, so I asked my dad. I said, "Hey, Daddy, my toilet seat is loose. What do I need to tighten those screws, a Phillips head?" Now, here's the thing. For some reason, I always say Phillips head when I mean flathead, and flathead when I mean Phillips. So, when I said Phillips head to my dad, he gave me the side eye, and I said, I know, flathead, flathead," but it was too late. I could tell that he was already having visions of me using the wrong tool, stripping the screw, and starting a cascading chain of events leading to our planet's destruction. I know what you're thinking, and no, I did not ask my dad which tool I should use because I wanted him to fix the toilet seat. I really wanted to do it myself. Realizing that I was on the clock now, I quietly dug out my do-it-herself toolbox. You have to understand, this is a contraband item. Although raised to be self-sufficient and reasonably handy, my dad gets a little nutty when tools are in the house that are not under his direct and absolute control. So, I broke out my flathead, and tightened the toilet seat screws myself. Lefty loosey, righty tighty. Old Miss here didn't do too bad a job. It took less than a minute. I can now sit with confidence, a possible brain injury successfully averted. This, of course, does nothing to change the mental damage that already exists. A couple of days later, my dad casually said to me, "Hey, nice job on the toilet seat." "Thanks." "What?" I stared at him and he pretended not to notice. "Daddy," I said, "did you check to see if I'd fixed my toilet seat correctly?" "Yes," he said. "Yes, I did." "Well, all right then," I said. "Hey, the inspection sticker on my car is up to date. Want to take a celebratory trip to Claire's?"
Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma, created and written by stand-up comedian Leanne Lord. Read the blog at theurbanirma.com and watch the video edition on youtube.com/Leanne Lord. Subscribe and listen to the free podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Music for the podcast was written and composed by The Jazz Lounge Project. If you enjoy The Urban Irma, then please leave a comment, like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter, and share it with your friends. Share it with people who are not your friends, and maybe they will be. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.